Begin the current daf, Masech B'Suk and Daf Gimel, begin on an alpha, begin to taste the masel that begins with the words of the Gemara, Zer Shem Yalav Yitlish. Yeah, this is a concern, it's a rabbinic decree, because if we let you have the perish and ashru, the fruits that fell off, you might go up on the tree and tear it off, which is obviously a malacha derais on Shabbos. Rav Tosfos says, Vitim, it's a wonder, this halacha, because Lomali Hai Taima, why do you need this reasoning, Shem Yalav Yitlish, to make it asr? To the Kamam, Gemara later on, Avchav Dalam Beis says, Gabi Nachri, Shebi Doirin, if a Gentile brings a gift to Yisrael on Yom Tov. That if this species is the type that's attached to the ground, so then also it's going to be forbidden to eat it, to use it, because maybe he detached it on Yom Tov. Rash explains, the Kibbutz gets a little bit as much as since he just detached it, which means that it was set aside, it was Muktzah when twilight started of Yom Tov, it's gets a little Yom, so it's Muktzah for the whole entire day. And the Chemashma, the Tamshim Muktzah, also sounds like that's the reason because of Muktzah. And the Maisel like Abbe Savik Muchan, where it's brought over there in the Sugya regarding things that are doubtful if they're prepared. So then the question was, why didn't you need two reasons to say malacha? What do you mean? It's a problem, that, like we said, if it's mina b'mechubah, it could detach because of muktzah. Why do you need to make it gzer d'rabanan because of shem liyal b'yitlish? So it says, what you could say is like this. The time of the halacha, you're right, the reasoning argument brings over here is asya libid rabbi shimon. It's going to rabbi shimon. The last say muktzah. It doesn't hold up the categorical prohibition of muktzah. Come on, asya libid rabbi yudah. It's going to rabbi yudah, who says, yeah, it's going to be also because of muktzah and you don't need shem liyal b'yitlish. It's just a taste of attainment, it's a wonder, because the Pirush Rashi Gufa L'Kaman, Rashi himself explains later on, by this, Allah Nochir Shebi Dair Mechulu with, by the gentle that brings a gift, etc. Aser, why has it been? He says, since it wasn't picked yesterday, Tinu, it's Mukta, Havaka Mukta de Gregis Vitzim Mukim. And therefore, it's like the Mukta of when they were drying the figs and of the grapes. That Father B'Shimmai, even B'Shimmai agrees of that category of Mukta. So okay, that's even like Reb Shimon. So how could you say that you need the Gzer Shemayal B'Lish of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon agrees to the halacha Muktzah. So Hakochi Yeshlema, what you could say is the Ma'ir Hacha, here we're talking about Kukim B'chatzah. We're talking about where it's in a courtyard. You have a Mukhla Irvin. When you have things that are prepared for you in your courtyard, then it's considered prepared for ravens, where he thinks that he's going to have the fruits that are growing in his trees for the ravens that he has. Well, Mukhla Irvin, then Mukhla Adam. When it's prepared for ravens, yeah, although it's attached, it's considered prepared for the person, because he's thinking about it, and hence, it's not muktzah. But they didn't have the reason of shemayal b'yitlish, because actually it would not be a problem of halachas of muktzah. But then, so they begin to say, a person could put his animal on something that's attached to the ground, vegetation, he could put his animal on that which is attached. We're not concerned that he's going to come to tear it out. But not on that which is muktzah. Pirish, a submission that Lushayan. Regarding grasses that was already detached today, where there's no problem about Tailish, but there would be a good problem about Muktzah, that would concern that you might violate, that you cannot put your animal over there. So it's about my. Why is that grass even considered Muktzah? Haba Mukhla Mahima, it should have been considered prepared for the animal even when it's attached, because the boy Achim and Afsha, if it wants to go eat it by itself, so why is it different than the case of the ravens? So it says, Vishnu, you can say is no. The Maiba traveled in Nahara, that Gemara is talking about, that it's on two other sides of the river. Which means to say that the animal could not have gone on its own. And therefore, we're saying it's awesome, but you're right, if it could have, then it would be mutter. Or some another person could say, is no, the Lashaykh Mukhla Arvin can't say this Svara. That we just said that, oh, it's not a problem, Muktzah, because it's prepared by the ravens. Rak prepares to Elon, only like by a fruit tree. Should a Gilon, the Hashem Asma, where anyways they normally fall off on their own. From a Tzaplakach, and you're anticipating for it. So therefore, it's like a more of a weaker type of a Muktzah, because anyways you're anticipating that it's not going to be out of sight, out of mind. You're anticipating it's going to fall off. Therefore, but by the grass, it doesn't fall off on its own. Therefore, it would not be considered muchen. It would be a problem by muktzah. Abba Tema B'Tay says it is a wonder because in Kinnah, that's the case. Kimadam high time since you're saying the reasoning that our sugyum of a problem should be al b'yitlish. So lamalik tamidol come on. All we were explaining was if you have there, why do you need here? But now we're saying okay, we understand that. But when you say the reasoning over here should be al b'yitlish, what do you need the reasoning over there of muktzah? It's even without muktzah, it's forbidden to be al b'yitlish. So it says, you can say, is come on, Mayri, let's talk about later on, the boy, something that needs tools, it needs a hoe and a shovel, could go in left as it's nine, for example, like turnips and radishes, they're not easy to pull out. You need a whole toolkit to get it out. Oh, it's like, Shayach Shamei Al-Bidlish, there it's not applicable to concern that maybe you're going to go and tear it out, because that good mitka, you're going to recall. You can't just simply pull it out. Somebody pulling out, you might forget, but to get tools and say, in the meantime, you can say, what am I doing? It's Shabbos. And for a proof for this idea is not Masechet Shabbos. We're learning Mishnah Masechet Shabbos that Kochem Bezim and Alf. Shari Nachri should look at the Mishnah Yisrael. If a Gentile lights a lamp for a Jew, a halacha is also Shabbos. Are you not allowed to utilize that light because Mir La'akim and you're not even have benefit because you might come to town. Al Mishnah Nachri, but if he lights it for a Gentile, it's permitted for the Jew to have benefit. Problem is, what do you mean? Why could the Jew use it? Why are we not concerned that he might light it himself? Obviously, so the reason that we're not concerned is because at Kor Mitzvah, you're going to remember, it's not so easy to light something. And therefore, we're not concerned. The same thing is over here. And actually, Tam Zev, for this reason, Ocher Rabbeinu Eliezer admits, he ate Maliach Shetzaloi Nochri Ma'atzmei B'Shabbos. He would eat from the salted, the thing that was salted. He ate it, whether it be salted fish, but he ate the salted item that the Gentile had salted, had roasted on his own on Shabbos. Because he said, well, my neighbor, what should we be concerned for? I really told Bishpilah, he didn't roast it for him, so you don't have the problem about Hilchas Amir La'akum. And the Chitim begins to say, Shem Yitzel, who asked me, if he's going to be able to have the benefit, he might come to roast it himself. No, he'll be ikatircha bedavar, as the Sfar was saying, since it's a great effort to go and roast something, it's kurmatka, in the meantime, he's going to recall it. And because if it's mukta, it's not true. Chazalach is you could eat it raw without being roasted. And therefore, even though it was roasted, he would eat on Shabbos. But says Taisa Balina here. But for one of the other areas of this halacha, it doesn't seem appropriate what he did. Because the meaning of Sel Shabbos, the Gemara says over there, in Shabbos, Behedi explicitly, Mehibi Nachamayim, if a Gentile brings water, Asr, the Jew cannot use the water, Shemayabi Beshvilai, because the Gentile might do more for him. And here, if you're going to eat the salted fish that the Gentile made, he might do more for you, which is a problem about the Gentile doing a malacha for Yisrael. And Me'en L'chalak, don't differentiate between to say, oh, the Davka Ben Mayim specifically over there, the Gemara says regarding water, that Shaykh Shemi Abishvili there, makes sense he might increase more for him, Mabakan, but over here, Nochri Tzoli Kvar, what do you mean? Here's not, he's going to do more. The Gentile already roasted this thing already. And L'shaykh Haitama, and therefore it's not applicable that he's going to do more. It's already something in the past. It's not true, because the Ikar B'Tesefta, the Behedi B'Tesefta explicitly says, B'Makira Aster, if he's a recognizable friend of the Gentile, it's forbidden, Nishmegila Shabbos Abba, because it's not so much for now. Oh, and that therefore was done what's done. No, because he's going to accustom that next Shabbos he's going to do it. And that would be applicable even by the roast, because next week, guess what? The Gentile is going to do more, because he knows his Jewish neighbor appreciates this salted fish. And again, therefore it doesn't seem appropriate what Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz did. Now, Ma'idi Shleimer, where some explain that it's actually more of a continuation of what we had previously said, but additionally, what you could say is, the Davka Mepetz Vanov, that specifically by fruits, by grapes, Shayat Shami Alabi Itlish, there it's applicable that maybe you're going to go and tear the fruits of the tree, B'Shami Yisrael, you might squeeze it out. Like we said, we want to know, so why do you need something more later on regarding Mukta? You always have Shami Alabi Itlish, you don't always have it. You have it by specific ones. That by for example grapes, where you're gonna tear it and squeeze it out. Because the person desires it. When it's still in his palm, he's gonna swallow what he squeezed out. Then we would be concerned. But other pears, you don't have the concern, therefore you need to have the reasoning of muktzah. That just discusses why is it even forbidden, this whole Shemiyal Vidlash says Achtim, but it's a wonder. My Shemiyal Vidlash, what is this whole idea? Maybe you might go and tear off the fruits? Well, I feel like it's killing this. What do you mean? You should be allowed to tear off the fruits on Yom Tov. Dreichel Neves Mutter. You're allowed to do malacha for food items. And become kosher come on tonight. So too, it's difficult. The Gemara later on, the Chav Gimel Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Ain't sudden dog and minna bivar be Yom Tov. Now go ahead and trap fish from the ponds on Yom Tov. Why? Dreichel Neves. It's Dreichel Neves. It's for food consumption. Ainum, don't say the Chodov Beshech Lass is Meir Yom Tov. Oh no, anything you could have done from before Yom Tov. Which, trapping the fish, or detaching the fruit. It's not true. Because I mean, the Gemara tells later on, when it says, when it's talking about the head of Echel Nefesh, it says, who, it, which means, and that is preparatory things, meaning, pirish. Echel Nefesh, you're allowed to do only that which relates directly to the food, and not that which is for the preparatory parts of that. Could go in the second shul, like, for example, to fix the spit, which you can make the shish kebab on that. It says also in the pasuk lochem for you. It means lochol tzachechem for all you need. Now, behu levad itzrach. Now, says Taisus, it's only that which you need. When it says behu levadoi, that's itzrach. Less amachshin meaning when it says so. If according to beauty, you're including everything. So what are we excluding? So it says, oh, that's to make it forbidden the machshin that you could have done from before yom tov. But one thing says Amma, we say Davka Machshirin Yashkiluk. Specifically, okay, some say that Machshirin you can't do. Some say that no, you could do everything. But that which you could have done from before, oh, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to forbidden. But says Amma, Davka Machshirin Yashkiluk Ben Epshlat says Mevi Yamtav Ben Yamtav. Only by the preparatory things like fixing the spit, the grill, that's if you could have done before Yamtav. That's a difference. But regarding the Echel Nevesh itself, Kol Amma Moedim agrees that Fela Epshlat says Mevi Yamtav. Even though you could have done before Yamtav, but Tal says Mevi Yamtav. You're allowed to do So what's the pshat? Why is it forbidden to tear off the fruits? Why can't you trap fish on Yom Tov? What you can say is, and the reason why You can't trap fish. Because when you're going fishing, you might catch a non-kosher species which don't have a chanefesh purposes. But this is not even here. That doesn't seem to be correct. Because Dim Kain, if that would be the case, that would be an unintended purpose of the malacha, which you're not trying to do that. The material actually is permitted. So it can't be the reason why it'd be forbidden. So Al Kain Pishabena Nesanel Mikinun, he says, only that which is eaten for every single person. But some claim says, near there, the Pasuk B'Shamat Mesah Matzahs, you should safeguard the matzahs. What relationship does Echol Nefesh have to do with safeguarding the matzahs? I'm not becoming chometzik. Tells you, Oysa Malacha is, those activities, Shemeshima Ve'elach, that from when you have to protect the matzah, when it's already in the dough, from becoming chometz, Hey Mutars, those are actually the permitted Echol Nefesh activities on Yom Tov. That's from the kneading onwards. But the other malachas are before, like detaching it from the tree. Therefore, they are forbidden, and therefore, that's why those are malachas are forbidden from on Yom Tov itself. And the same thing would apply to trapping the fish, which is the equivalent of that. And Yerushalmi brings another miyat when it says ach means not to harvest and not to grind and not to sift. All those things that are before that are going to be forbidden, and that's why Shami Alav Yitlish is an appropriate gezerah. Kinnereth, and the next day is the Masa, to begin with the words of Gemara B'yichon, he says, Mochlev as Hashita. He says, you're right. It's a contradiction. You have to switch around the opinions of Rebbe Yehuda, which Pirush Rashi explains. Mochlev is, which one of these sources are switched around? He didn't say, the first source, that Rebbe Yehuda holds that both types of peiris, whether oimid lachila or lamashka, what comes out is going to be asin, where he's the more machmer. So, therefore, based on that, Yehuda holds that even the time that gets a metz lachila, which is the equivalent of peiris of metz lachila, it would be forbidden as mashka and shesavu. So it's nice to be off in peiris. It's very well the way Rashi interpreted it. Because obviously you have to explain like this, because technically it usually can be arbitrary. It's just whichever one. No, you have to say this, because the Einlach typically can't say the other way around. That to say that you should switch around the hidlaka call the one of the basket of on regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov that you have of Tevel, because then kind of that would be the case. Kol shekin the kashim libri, then for sure we'd have a difficult review of his opinions, because she has to be Yom Tov Sheni. Then he should say that the Beis Hanol Beis Rishon should be us even in Yom Tov Sheni, and even the time goes Mezlachila the Beis should be us because the Mashkin Shazavu. Whereas the Peres HaMetz Lachila review the holds that Mashkim come out of them are mutter. So you're not really answering the contradiction at all. Now, Tez proves this idea also, that if you would switch around the opinions by the Kalkala, if you'd come out that according to Yehuda, the Vey would also, even on Yom Tov Sheni, because the Ha Rabbanon, the Pligalel, the Rabbanon would disagree. I mean, they say, Kedusha Achasi. They say the 2 days of Yom Tovim are considered one sanctity. And the Beis Hanol Beis, the first one is also on the second one. Now, the M. Cain, if that would be the case, you say that you switch around the Pidin Rabbanon of the second source, so then, then it would be forbidden to eat the egg that was born on the Yom Tov Rishon, even on that of Yom Tov Sheni. So again, therefore, Taisa says that you have to say, like the way Rashi says it. But then it says, it's a one, because Rabbi Yochanan, the goofy pasuk prepared covers Rabbi Yochanan, himself rules, and Shabbos Afikam Gimel Beis Allah give you the lachas like Rabbi Yehuda, the mashkin that come out from themselves are going to be permitted, and that's specifically Bishab Paris, by other Paris, which you don't usually squeeze out. But regarding grapes and olives, no, Allah is not giving you them. The reason is because most of those are l'schita, so we're concerned he's going to squeeze it out, because of the juice that came out, he would like that, so we're concerned he's going to come to squeeze it out. But one thing he says, Amadali Svirli the Mechlefes Hashita, obviously we see that you're not switching around the pinnis, because if it is, it comes out the Chachamim are the one that lenient. And he should have said halacha like Chacham Bashar Peres, and not halacha like Rabbi Huda. That's the same thing you can say is, Rabbi Yechon come to feed the Vrei Oysim HaMoirim. You're right. Rabbi Yechon himself is going according to the Amiram, the other ones, Ravina, Rabbin Rabbi Ula, that the Lay Sabi Machab is Hashid, they don't hold that you switch around the pinions. And according to them is what Rabbi Yechon is saying, the Vrei, according to you, Hachihu, this is how it comes out. The Lachas Rabbi Huda Bashar Peres, but you're right, according to me, that's actually halacha like chamay b'shapers. Machan they really come to me. That's how it seemingly appears to me how to interpret what Rabbi Yechon was saying with it. Now b'shit is meiver teretz. He actually explains the mechleves hashiti oisel the kakala. Actually, the one that you switch around is the second one. Rabbanan hold beishanol b'yamtiv forbidden to eat it yom tov rishon and permitted yom tov sheni. Rabbi Yehuda says that even my second one is going to be awesome. So it's not because he truthfully holds like that. But rather, the Rabbanan came along. He was going according to the words of the Rabbanan. And he said, Lididi, according to me, you're right. If Elohim to produce a return, even the first Yom Tov, like we said from the first source, the Uchal differs to. It's cutting off a piece of a food item. But he didn't say to me, you that you say it's forbidden, that of Nailed by Ein Seichnan, I feel by Yom Tov Hashem, then even on the second day of Yom Tov should be Aser to eat the egg that was laid in Yom Tov Rishon, because again, you hold its one sanctity. It says, tell me if you're in the same cane, if that's the case. So, Ledivreim kam lahu, that you're saying that it's according to their words, that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, this halacha, samaykamachal of Hashita. So then, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to switch around the opinions of the Mishnah of Kakala, Lema, Ledivreim kam lahu, why didn't you just say that it was going according to their opinion? But Lema Chlevis Hashita, you don't have to switch from Kiravina. That he says that our Gemara brings this, not Mochlevis Hashita, for that reason itself. So, said the Vishlam, you can say, is no, desir nearly doichik Lema, Ledivreim kam lahu. This seems to be pushing it that. That Rabbi Yehuda was going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, like if you don't say that Mochlevis Hashita, because since Chacham didn't talk at all before Rabbi Yehuda spoke his opinion, you can't say he's going according to that opinion because they don't even mention their opinion at this point. Whereas Ravina, in the first place, Ravina is not concerned with this, and Ravina holds it, yes. You don't say Mochlevis Hashita because it could be that Rabbi Yehuda was going according to the opinion of Chachamim, and even though he's quoted even before the Chacham even mentions anything here in that source.